You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Woo! What's going on, everybody? Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are watching and listening to the Growing Up Hip Hop After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV Network. We have so much to talk about on tonight's episode, but before we do, let's introduce us, the host. I am Howard the Third. Sitting with me in quarantine, well, not sitting with me, but, you know, together in quarantine styles, my good sis, Missy. Missy, how you feeling?
I'm good. I'm excited to talk about tonight's episode, so hey, everyone.
Yes, and sitting here, too, in quarantine style, Byron K, how you feeling?
What's good, Byron K? It's good to be seen, good to be heard.
Get out, Byron. Please disconnect. Anyways, everybody, we are missing Lisa. It's her birthday today, so she's out there celebrating the best way she can, quarantine style. So turn up for us, girl.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
Woo! So let's get into it. Season 5, episode 16, Gangsta's Paradise. First and foremost, what are our overall thoughts about tonight's episode?
I would say there was no gangsters at that paradise. Not really. I guess TT's mom is kind of gangster just a little bit. So I guess so. But overall, it was a smooth episode, a little confrontational, which is always good. So overall, I liked it. It was solid.
Yeah, I agree with Byron. I think it was a good episode overall, but, you know, they kind of settled their confrontation between Egypt and TT, so that was good. And congrats to TT with her news, so.
Right.
I was like, so shocked by it, too, so I was, like, so happy for her. So, you know, overall, it was a good episode. I think everyone's kind of, like, figuring out what's going on, with where they're trying to go, so that's good, too.
Yeah, same. Overall, same. I was like, this is a good episode. I'm happy to see at least like the family is talking about it. Maybe with TT and her exciting news, maybe the family can come back together, be as one. I'm really excited to see about this whole Angela, Bow Wow, work, play type of thing. But overall, pretty good. Seeing what they're working about or talking about. But so let's stay into it with the TT situation. So we picked up right where we left off. Egypt is still in Jamaica. She figures out that Tyran is there, TT's there. They're trying to figure out this whole Sam, does he like TT, does he not type of situation. And Egypt is really just going through it. She didn't want to be ganged up on, so she called her mom, which really backfired on her because Pep wouldn't let her get a word in. I was like, Pep, can you let your daughter speak? Like, you on FaceTime still trying to control this meeting? Like, disconnect. We're hanging up. Thanks, Mom. Have a nice night. Like, come on. What are y'all thoughts?
Go ahead, Missy.
You know, that whole issue was, I don't know. I feel like she shouldn't have called her mom on FaceTime. I know why she did it, because she didn't want to feel like gang up on. But like, I feel like when you do call someone on FaceTime, the person that's on FaceTime doesn't really feel included with the conversation because they're kind of talking over people. But I just feel like that whole situation in itself was just like blown out of proportion. Like, you know, on Egypt's, you know, side of point of views, I just feel like she was a little bit insecure because like, why are we bringing this to like a bigger issue than it really is? That's how I felt.
Agreed.
So like, nice. And I feel like Sam made up the whole situation to make himself feel better. So, you know, that's how I viewed it.
First of all, if it's Sam against anybody, I'm automatically going to be reluctant to take Sam's side. because he seems like, if anything, he would be the most in it for personal gain. So when it comes to a situation like that, like, of course, like, he's going to paint himself to look like a winner, but that's going to be at everybody else's expense. So I would just look at the source. Like, if it's coming from Sam, I would take it with a grain of salt. So it would be just that simple. I understand Egypt being his, I guess, girlfriend, fiance, whatever that's supposed to be. So she's automatically going to try to take his side. But if your man is a BSer, your man is a BSer. So I think that to a certain extent, she should be able to understand, especially if, as she said last episode, she's been quote unquote awesome her whole life. She should be able to see loopholes. But that's just me.
She sure should, but I don't know. I mean, she's in love, you know what I mean? Like, she's not gonna be able to see all of that. I mean, you know, love is blind. So it's just like, maybe she can really listen to your family about this. But on the other hand, I understand, like, you can't really listen to your family because you don't know if they just hating. You don't know if they just want to.
They're not hating on Sam, though. Here's the crazy thing. Her whole family is against Sam. It's not just one bitter cousin. It's not even a bitter aunt. It's everybody. Even her mom's not the biggest fan of Sam, which is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Little Twist ain't the big. Nobody on the cast is a big fan of Sam. And I think even YDB, even though, I mean, not YDB. It's not YDB. It's what's Young Eazy-E.
I was like, wait,
Young
Eazy-E. I was like, he's on it.
Mixing up seasons. But even Young Eazy-E, like, I think that he's cool with Sam, but I don't think he's even Sam's biggest friend. Even when he invited him to Twist party, I think it was just a more of a cordial thing. And maybe production wanted him to do that. Like, that's probably what that interaction was about. Like, make sure he comes to that party.
I feel like Sam is just a clout chaser. He's just going after whoever can expose him. He's trying to go up on that. He's trying to climb that ladder in, you know, the music entertainment industry. So, okay, yeah, you could date a girl that is from, like, a well predominantly family. But at the end of the day, like, you have to be very clear with your intentions. Like, you got to set your relationship apart from your career. So, like, if he is trying to be a rapper, great. But then also don't try to use your girl to, like, get where you're trying to go.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
Unless you are a power couple or something, but I don't see them being a power couple.
If he was on the same level as her, they could do it. But he's not.
Dang.
Shots fired.
Maybe she can bring him up. Maybe he's her project. You know how a lot of women, they take on men as like a project? Maybe he's her rehabilitation project.
Oh my. No.
That's her pottery barn. That's her clay project that she's working on.
Oh no.
Barn? What?
I don't know, man. Listen, she's the master potter and he's the clay. She's just trying to mold him.
Oh, true.
Bars.
Okay, like that now.
Good night. but I don't know. I just don't know about this whole relationship. I'm like, is Egypt really only staying with Sam because everybody keeps telling her not to? Like, what if she wanted to leave him like a year ago and she's only still with him because it's like, oh, well, you shouldn't be with him. You shouldn't be with him. Maybe she's like, you know what? Maybe I should be with him. Like, rebelling against the family.
Okay. Like, why is she with him? We know multiple reasons why he's with her. Have we ever learned exactly why she's with him? What's the catch about Sam that has her hooked?
I don't know. Maybe he showed her.
Only Egypt knows.
Has anybody even asked her what does she like about Sam? Has that even been a conversation yet?
I don't think so.
Because I think every conversation with him is like why you shouldn't be with him, which is automatically a bad sign.
Maybe she likes his work ethic. Maybe that's going to be like in the future episodes. They'll bring that up because that's a good question.
All right. Speaking of questions, then I just have one for you, Missy. If you were to look Sam's direction, what would it be to catch your attention?
Are you being serious?
Yes.
Good night, Byron.
No. I'll just keep looking. Like,
okay, well, never mind. Well, listen, I'm trying to figure out what it is that made her like him. So I'm thinking if I ask a female.
Why are you trying to use me, though? This is a bad example.
Okay, Howard. Was I supposed to ask Howard?
No.
So who do I ask then?
Yourself. Keep it to yourself.
You know what? People, fans in the comments, please, women, beautiful women in the comments, or men if you go that way, please leave a comment. Let us know what it is about Sam that attracts you to him if you are attractive. So maybe I can figure out why Egypt is attracted and why she's defending him so much.
You know, that's her man. She's always going to defend him. That's like when someone tells you not to be with someone, you're just going to defend it just because you like them.
Exactly.
I guess.
You guess? Okay.
I guess. I've never had nobody telling me not to be with somebody, though. So I don't really know. I feel like I'm better at picking.
Okay.
I'm Byron. Okay. Well, there was something good that did come out of that whole sit down. We saw that Titi is expecting her first child with her man.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, okay, girl. You know, Pep called it. She said she had a dream about fish, which is what I heard before. I've always heard that if somebody dreams about fish, somebody's gonna be pregnant. And you know, turns out it was Titi. She's gonna be having, I don't know, a little girl, I think.
Oh, really? She just said she was having a baby.
Did they say? Oh. I don't know. She said a girl.
They didn't say, like, gender.
Maybe it's me, like, in my vision, me and my Miss Cleo bag.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, you know what? She gonna have a girl.
Oh, you think she's gonna have a girl? I think she's gonna have a boy.
You think so?
Hmm.
Apparently, in current life, she's 8 months pregnant, so she's, like, almost due.
Oh, wow. Dang. Does she reveal the gender on her Instagram?
It's gotta be. Maybe they're saving it for like an episode reveal.
Oh, yeah, it could be like they'll have like a gender reveal or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's what they said. At least on the whole, like when Brie and Twist were talking, and you know they're in quarantine, they brought in Titi, and she was like, "I'm almost done. I'm 8 months." Almost there.
I'm just mad that Titi slapped Egypt in the face with that. She's like, "Well, I don't know if anybody told you." Then she stood up and showed the belly. That was like an uppercut. Like, this whole time, you got this woman thinking that you want her man. Meanwhile, you've been pregnant the whole time.
I never knew she was pregnant, though, in the beginning episode. Because she wanted a pina colada, and she was like, it's going to make me sick. And I was like, oh, she's pregnant.
Dang.
Ooh.
I already knew, like, from that.
I know. You know what? That does make sense, because she's usually a drinker.
Yeah, and it was, like, a virgin drink. So I was like, something's
y'all up. Are detectives, man. Y'all are better than the Shade Room. Y'all better than TMZ.
No, the Shade Room is something else.
They be circling stuff.
They a whole other breed.
Man.
A mess. So let's talk about Vanessa here and her weight loss journey. She let us in a little bit of how she's not really feeling confident about her current weight. She said she's gained too much weight after having her baby. But she got on screen and was like pretty much open about it. She said, this is what I've chosen to talk about because I'm in this limelight. I mean, do we really think she should have got on like TV and was like doing the whole scale thing? Like, was like, okay, I'm 177. I appreciate her talking about the weight, but I don't know if I wanted to see her step on the scale. Cause when she tried to get Angela to do it, Angela was like, nah, I ain't doing it.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, girl, like, it's different. Like, I don't think you should be on the scale on TV. I don't know.
I mean, when she stepped on the scale, when she was saying how she's like, I just haven't had confidence lately, that is confidence. Stepping on the scale on TV, I would have been like, I'm sitting over here. We just going to like work out. We just are going to talk about it. But when I saw that, I was like, wow, that's courage. That's a lot of confidence to have to like step on the scale, especially. So kudos to her. I mean, I think it was just another way to be like feeling comfortable in your skin and like, I'm able to do this on TV. So like,
yeah,
that was a good point of view.
That's big. Anytime you see somebody step on a scale on TV, that's kind of brave, especially women, because I know that women hold on to their weight a little bit different. So that's dope just seeing them be brave.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, I'm excited to see. She said she's going to talk about this journey a little bit more. I'm like, okay, girl, I'm excited to see, you know, what you're doing, how you're doing it, the tips, the tricks. She's got her sister, Angela, who's Miss Fitness, up there kicking butt. We even saw in tonight's episode, Angela was going to be on the cover of Strong Magazine doing a photo shoot. And, you know, she's also was speaking with JoJo about this whole Bow Wow situation and how Angela's really in this and selling the merch and trying to do business with Bow. I just don't know if business and pleasure should work. Like, there's something there. And even Bow Wow was like, I'm a whole other type of businessman. Like, when we talk, I'm in my bag, she's in her bag. Like, we both in our feelings. Like, I don't know if this should work.
Yeah.
And I really agree.
Yeah. I think they just like the idea of it, honestly. Like, you know how some things are better, it's just the idea. I think Angela and Bow Wow, in theory, is a dope couple. Just like Angela and Romeo, in theory, is a good couple. In reality, not really. And I think that even Bow Wow, to this point, is matured enough to understand that even though this is fun, this ain't gonna be functional if we actually decide to get serious with it. So I think even he understands, which shows a level of maturity in him. And I think as far as Angela, it's kind of one of those things where she's just, in a sense, just distracting herself, because there's still a little bit of friction there between her and Romeo. Maybe there's no, maybe she still needs that closure. So in the meantime, it's like just a different male's attention at the least will at least kind of hold me over for now.
Yeah, I agree with that too. I think they should just like stay at a platonic relationship. You know, let like, if things do go to the next level of like a romantic relationship, I think it should just be organic. Like, let's say she still wants to work with him. I don't think nothing is wrong working with him. It's just like putting boundaries between them.
Yeah.
You know, like, only talk about business. Right. Don't talk about anything else. Don't talk about other stuff, like other relationships. Like, just keep it very business. But since they already had this, you know, long friendship with each other, I think that would just be hard for them to do. So.
Yeah. I just want to go back and read a comment real quick. So Mama Missy's up in the chat talking about the scale. She said, no problem. I would step on the scale on TV if I was getting paid for it. And Mama Missy know how to make them bags. Okay, okay. And then Oshkosh said, right, that was confidence. I would have had them blur the number on the scale, LOL, not call the number out loud. And then Mama Missy came back and said, maybe she's just trying to get a Weight Watcher endorsement. And then Oshkosh replied and said, good point. She could do that.
Okay. Might as well make some money.
Might as well.
Mom is wilding out in the comments.
Shout out to the comments, y'all. Keep leaving these comments. Shout out to you, Mama Missy.
I'm loving it. So we also saw with JoJo, JoJo was in the studio. Well, JoJo was really everywhere. He was in the studio with Little Twist. He was having tea with Boogie. He was all over the place. He'd just be flying. But let's talk about this studio type of thing with him and Little Twist, because Little Twist is working on his comeback. He said he hasn't had a song on the radio since 2011. And I said, wow, who would have known? Like, I wonder, I don't know if this was the Bieber area, like the era or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
It might have been.
This but was like said, right after like Lady Gaga. This was like when Bieber was doing his thing.
Yeah. That's when Kurt was introduced.
Around with the whole Young Money. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
around that time, I think Tyga was probably starting to make waves too.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Rack City.
Rack City, yep.
Mm-hmm. That whole little crew.
That whole little crew with a Rat Pack.
I know. It sounded, when he was in the studio, it sounded like a bop. Like, it sounded like something I would, like, listen to.
That's what I said.
Put on Apple Music Top 10. Like, you know, I'll listen to it. I didn't listen to the whole thing, but just with the, you know, what they showed. It seems like, okay, like, head bopper.
I think Twist knows how to make music. I think he does. He ain't gonna be my favorite rapper, but I think he knows how to make music, at least, which is good.
Yeah, like, tricky music.
Yeah, like he knows how to stay afloat. Like definitely keep going in like current times. I'm not gonna look, you know, for sold out concerts and stuff like that, but he knows how to like have the money flow. Kind of like Tyga. Tyga knows how to stay afloat. Tyga's huge overseas.
He made a big comeback too this year. Tyga's really doing his thing right now.
Yeah. And he's killing. Like, I didn't even know Tyga was that big overseas. Apparently he's huge.
Even on TikTok. Until today.
You've seen this man taking off on TikTok right now.
The Little Twist should make like a song like Drake, like the Tootsie Slide. Like, maybe he should do something like that to get his song going on TikTok.
Okay, I can
see that. It's an idea.
I'm giving him ideas.
Y'all. Maybe he should put you on a remix then.
Get out.
In the video. He needs to throw Missy in the video.
Don't put me in.
Want to be in this video real quick? I need you to. I can imagine it, man. Him trying to talk to you.
Do we think he's gonna have a video shoot at his birthday party? Because he's doing a pajama themed birthday party, and he's trying to invite everybody, including Sam. I just don't know if this is gonna work out. Like,
it will. I think Sam is just a drama queen, bro. But like, here's the thing: how much damage are you really concerned about Sam doing?
I mean, Sam is definitely, I feel like he's kind of immature, because when he was telling Little Eazy-E, like, his motive of going, like, I'm going to start a fight, like, why are you starting a fight at someone's birthday? Like, that is so, like, dumb to me. Like, all his friends are there. They're all going to gang up on you. Like, that is not the time or the place. Like, y'all can have your own separate conversation at a coffee house in public. So if something decides to jump off, you know, like, y'all can just exit. So
exactly.
For him to go up there and start starting stuff, I don't think it's a good look. And then no one's going to like you after that. So
definitely not.
It's definitely not a good look. But to your point, I think that's exactly why ain't nobody worried about him, Missy, because, like I said, how much damage, like actual damage, are you worried about Sam doing at the party? None, really. I mean, he might cause a small scene, but you're not worried about nobody getting hurt. Like, you're not, when Sam say that he's going to do that, you're not worried, oh, no, this party's about to be dangerous. Should I even go? Like, you're not thinking like that. It's just a matter of, oh, we might have to escort Sam eventually. But I'm not looking at it like, think about it this way. Let's say that somebody like, who's somebody who's wild? Let's say Tekashi 6ix9ine, he just got back out. Let's say Tekashi 6ix9ine say, hey, I'm about to go to this party and just F stuff up. Then you're going to kind of worry, like, okay, we need extra security. We need to make sure, like, you know, you're going to take extra precautions. But when Sam say I'm going to cause drama, it's like, oh, no, it's going to be a girl fight.
Okay, now I understand what you're saying. Okay, yeah. But the way he described it with Little Easy, I just couldn't tell, like, how serious he was, you know, portraying, like, what he was trying
Sam.
To do.
Sam and Lil Twist fighting. How big of a fight do you think that's going to be? Sam and Lil Twist.
It'll just be, like, a few words.
Yeah, this ain't no 50 Cent and Ja Rule. This ain't no Tupac and Biggie. This ain't none of that. This is Lil Twist and Sam.
I mean, true.
but here's the thing, though. It'll make for great TV, though, because we can all laugh about it.
Oh, yeah. It'll
make for a good social media moment where we're just going to laugh at everybody.
True. Very true.
Okay, true. I'm here for that. Speaking of laughing, I feel like Bookie is laughing at his dad because he is just like, Dame can't win. Like, it's not working for Dame. He tried to go to and turn himself in, go to the courthouse, but he ended up just getting arrested, going to Queens. It's just like, come on. Boogie wasn't even going to go at first. Like, Boogie was like, I don't even want to go. I'm okay. I'm cool off of that. He showed up, showed his face. Daddy went to jail. Girlfriend like, listen, you going to come with us? Boogie said, no. I came to do what I wanted to do. I came to support you at this hearing. This hearing right here, not the new ones. Okay, I can't. I mean, do we think Boogie should have stayed around? I know
the relationship
was toxic.
He said exactly what he was supposed to say. He said, you know what? I came, I did what I wanted to do. Now I'm just going to love him from a distance.
Yes, yeah. I agree. And it's very healthy to set boundaries because right now the relationship is very toxic. They're not really talking, I don't know, like just the beef, but I don't know the history between the relationship. So I think like right now he needs to be like, a distance, but also like, hey dad, I'm supporting you. And then when he gets out, they can like kind of talk about like where they're trying to go. I don't think he should go over his house anymore since he keeps kicking him out.
Okay.
I think they should meet up. Like meet at
again, not meet up with his dad. They gotta meet up at Starbucks. Hey dad, yep. Just go to Starbucks.
He can't kick him out at Starbucks. He can just leave
the table. Real talk. Dame treats Boogie like how Uncle Phil treated Jazz on The Fresh Prince.
How he used to throw him out all the time. But that's sad. It's like your dad.
I know.
It's worse. Like
it's all in one. Your dad, your boss, your just everything. The guy who signed your check.
Why you got to be his boss, Howard? Why you got to add that on there? Why you can't just be his dad? Not you got thrown out by the dad, the boss, you got fired, your work got suspended, your dad's in jail, your boss is in jail. Exactly. You ain't getting no paycheck now. That's crazy. It's just all bad. I get locked up. We all get locked up.
Well, when they was at the little, I don't even know, what were they, what was him and JoJo at? Like, they were at some, like...
A tea shop.
Yeah, it was, like, kind of like a chemistry lab. Like, they were here making teas with beakers. I was like...
Missy is funny.
They had tea and beakers and, like, weird stuff. Why are you drinking tea out of a beaker? Like, I was confused. Anyways, but JoJo had like the right idea. He was just saying like, you should make amends with your dad. Like, that's your dad. Like, I know you're all not on the best of terms, but like eventually like you need to like talk to him. But Boogie does have a right to feel hurt. So, you know, maybe just take that time to like, you know, get out, like just taking that moment and digest the situation.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I didn't even know JoJo and his dad, Rev Run, had beef or they had a little falling out of their own a while ago. I'm like, wow, JoJo's the perfect person to talk to about this whole thing because JoJo's, you know, been through it as well.
Right.
So it's like, and now they're back on the same page. So look at that.
But that was a cool spot though with the beakers. I was trying to find where that was. I'm gonna find it on Yelp. I'm gonna look it up.
It said it's in New York. It was like, because JoJo was calling it T-I, but it was like T-I-Y or something like that.
T-I-Y-H. Okay, I'm gonna look it up. That one seems cool.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely seemed dope. I was like, I got to go. For sure. Was there anything else you guys wanted to touch on tonight's episode? Anything that might have stuck out? Or you may not have touched on?
I just want to touch on Egypt, man. Like, I feel bad for her. I feel like she made herself kind of look like a clown this episode.
Dang, not a clown.
Like here's the thing, man. Like, it's one thing to be wrong, but it's another thing to be wrong and look kind of delusional at the same time. Like, here's the thing. Once TT stood up, like, that was the trump card. When you saw that whole baby in her belly, it's like, you look at Egypt like, really, bruh? At least I did.
Yeah, and then she tried to say, like, oh, she told me not to get pregnant. Like, now she's pregnant. I was like, who cares? Just be happy for her and just move on. Like, what?
Right. Here's the thing. That's really the sorry part right there. She kept finding ways to still feel victimized. Oh, see, that shows where our relationship is. She didn't even tell me she was pregnant. It's like, really?
Yeah.
I know. But it's her.
And then Egypt even said, see, so technically she admitted that she was naked in front of Sam because she said the bathroom was next to the room. So technically she was naked. And it's like, but you missed the point.
Child, yeah. Just give it up.
She was only naked because she had to be. She was naked because she got out the shower.
Like, and I still don't believe this whole situation. I just felt like everybody was saying, you're reaching. Like, I really don't think TT is feeling Sam like that. I don't even believe the naked story.
Yeah, true. Honestly, that makes me think this. That makes me think that, honestly, I think Egypt is the only person in the world that wants Sam.
Probably.
Simple as that.
But,
very true.
But, you know, he might have groupies somewhere. Who knows?
I mean, yeah, because he has followers. That's the funny thing. Just having followers, you can have groupies these days. If you got, like, 100K, you can have groupies.
With a check mark.
Right, that check mark. That's it right there, that check mark. You can have that check mark
like,
with 10K.
Oh, official. Who are they? Like, trying to know who they are.
Exactly.
And then there are nobody, so you're like, man. Not that it happened to me, but, you know, just in general.
Right. You can't relate.
All right, so let's move on to our special segment, our glowing up, who we think was maybe rocking the best outfit, who had the best positive, best aura energy about them, who we just thought was glowing up tonight. I think I'm gonna go first and go with Angela. That whole shoot for the Stronger magazine, I say, you know what? She doing it. And her and the whole scene when she was getting her makeup done, and they were like, you get your makeup when Vanessa showed her weight, that scene, I said, you know what, Angela? You killing it, girl. You out here just killing it. Byron, who was yours?
I agree. Angela, man. I don't really have too much to say. I just agree. Angela. This cast don't really give me too much to pick from, though. I don't know why. But maybe it's just me.
I was going to say Vanessa, because I loved how she, like, you know, was brave to step on the scale. Like, that, in that moment, I was like, wow, like, that's great. I'm so, like, proud of you. Like, I don't think I would be able to do that, but just, like, I don't know, like how our fans said, like, blur the numbers. I'd be like, can y'all blur this?
just cut the whole scene.
That's amazing. Like, that's confidence right there. So, all the way.
Yeah.
Kudos.
All right, so let's get to some news and gossip here with Missy. What you got for us, girl?
Okay, so the news this week, Howard, thanks to you. You sent me an Instagram. It was from the Neighborhood Talk. Yeah, you. Angela, we're just talking about her. So she was posted a video, you know, about body image and, like, love yourself. And her man's Yo Gotti commented on the picture and said, you look perfect to me. And I saw, like, on the
show
that he definitely had a long-time crush on her. So what do you guys think? Do you guys think she should give Yo Gotti a chance?
I think she should at least let him take her on a date. Not necessarily give him a chance, but let him take you out.
A date is a chance.
Plus, I heard good girls love to ride around with dope dealers anyways. That'll be a fun, no, that'll be like a fun adventure. That's like a field trip for her. She get to ride through the trap with Yo Gotti.
Did you hear that in a song?
I mean, it's just life.
Get out.
You have to have references to back you up, because I haven't heard any of that before.
Well, I just know that in life, people tend to like to cross the tracks more often than not. Simple as that.
Okay, I see where you're going at that. What about you, Hopper?
Yeah, I definitely think they should. I kind of think they should date. Like Byron said, like a date or two. Like, let's see, test the waters. I mean, he's trying hard. You never know. The same thing happened with Erica Mena and Safari. Erica Mena wasn't giving him the time of day. And then now look, the man.
Right.
So, you know.
I feel like he even shouted out her in a song. Like, I got a crush on Angela Simmons. Then exactly. He went on the reel.
Yep.
Shouted her out there. It's been so many shout outs. And then I just feel like now maybe like since we're in quarantine, like they don't have to go on a date. They can like, you know, get on FaceTime and just have a conversation. Like it doesn't have to be like very like intense. It could just be like, or even after, it could be casual. Go get breakfast.
True. Mm-hmm. I kind of don't think that he would know what to say though.
Yeah, me too. Maybe because he puts her on a pedestal.
Yeah, I think he's such a thug to where like that'll be a whole different side of him being just like that nice gentleman. I think he can, but I think it'll be kind of funny seeing him do that.
No, I think they should do it 100%.
Oh, that'd be dope. They should televise it. Let them go on a date and televise it.
No.
It
wouldn't be real.
Well, that's probably the only way she would do it. If it's on TV, like let them go out on like a 30-minute special date. Yeah.
Put it on the show, though. It would have to
be
on the show.
Yeah, it would have to be part of the show or something. But I think she could pull him on the show and like make it into a storyline. Hey, well, Gotti's been in my DMs. I decided to let him take me out. Boom, he makes an appearance on Growing Up Hip Hop.
Mm-hmm. That's sad. So she has to make money to go on a date with him.
Probably. You know how it is. Women ain't gonna date you unless you got it, or unless they can get it. I'm playing. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. Because I know women's gonna be mad. Like, we not all gold diggers. Shut up. I'm sorry. Leave a comment. Let me know.
A mess. Let's get into some predictions because Byron is crazy.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Predictions.
So next week we see that Bree and Egypt might get into a fight at Little Twist's birthday party. We also see Sam is just running with his head cut off because he don't know what to do, where to go, how to handle it. And TT's still in Jamaica just living her best life. I don't know if she'll ever come back, really. Missy, what's your prediction?
I feel like
glad you're in such a laughing mood, Howard.
Okay, so my prediction is I think Sam's about to like come up there acting crazy. It's not going to be two sentences. It's not going to be, oh, hey, y'all, and then go off on Twist. I think he's going to like cause a scene, just be really extra. And so is Egypt. They're both about to be extra. They're about to be like on some other stuff. That's what's going to happen.
That makes sense. They're going to come in on like some fake Bonnie and Clyde type stuff. In the party.
Wow.
They're going to crash the party. That's what they're going to do. They're going to crash the party. It's going to be real.
Going to be flying.
I think they're going to go. They're going to come in with a bang and go out with a bang.
Okay. Yeah. I can see that happening, definitely. I think because everybody's already going to be in pajamas, so you know it's going to be easier to fight because you're going to be loose. You're going to be comfortable.
I just want to see if they're really about that mess because like we know Sam to talk mess, right? So we get the scene, back it up. And then Egypt, the past couple episodes, have been kind of talking. They haven't really seen me yet. They haven't, like, let us see. If that's what it is, show us. So Egypt, I guess we'll get to see.
She said she wasn't backing down when she went to approach Bree, because Bree was like, don't step to me. And Egypt was like, what's up? And then Bree said, hold my rings. So I said, oh, well, when you tell somebody to hold their rings, that's when you know it's going down.
Yeah, and Egypt has been awesome her whole life, too.
Apparently. Wouldn't you want to keep the rings on, though, so it just, like, leaves a mark? I don't know. Never been in a fight, so.
I don't know. Maybe she still has a heart for us, so she was like, you know what? Hold my rings. I don't want to mess her up too bad.
Right.
Oh, there
okay.
we go. Good Samaritan.
I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. Definitely, if you're in our live chat, leave your predictions down below. We want to hear from you.
Let's see. Sure. Let's see what's going on. Yeah. Yep. Opposites do attract. That's what Mama Missy is saying. Opposites do attract.
That's true.
And I want to, before we sign out, I do want to read a couple comments from last week because people were happy to have us back. So, Delicia Dismook said, I think T is pregnant. That's her secret. And you were right. London Joy said, Angela's trying to portray an image of Romeo, and Romeo wasn't here for it. He seems to want a low-key, more conservative lady that strokes his ego. Bow Wow just sees Angela as a platinum P-word and wants to hit it. And then T-Mac said, I see TT's mom is the sister with the common sense in the family. And also, welcome back, everybody. Love y'all.
Oh.
Just wanted to point them people out. Just let y'all know we do read y'all. We do care about y'all. And we love y'all too.
Yes, oh, definitely. Keep watching us and keep leaving those comments down below. We love you guys. And like Byron said, he'll give you those shout outs so we can interact with you all. If you're listening to us on iTunes, definitely give us those 5 stars there. Leave some comments there. We're also on Spotify. So, I mean, you can just hang out with us everywhere while you're in your quarantine lifestyle like this. I'm one of your hosts here, Howard the Third. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. Missy, where can we find you?
Hey guys, I'm Missy Bernier. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Missy Bernier. I've been getting questions how to spell my last name. It's B-E-R-N-I-E-R.
Yes. Ooh. Byron K.
Yes, I am Byron K. You can find me everywhere online at Hero from the 90s, or you could just go to herofromthe90s.com.
Oh my, come on, website. Oh, okay.
Now we do.
He's about to get his check. All right. Cha-ching. And as always, guys, we will be back next week to talk about Growing Up Hip Hop LA. So we'll see y'all then.
Peace.
Bye. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.